Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. Though this gospel actually anticipates Jesus' death, in fact, it is a Dominican profession day, and for us, it is a day about life. Our sister, Lin Do, a Dominican from North Vietnam, has been learning English at our mother house at Sinsinawa, Wisconsin, in the USA, along with her companion, Sister Vong. I was privileged to be present when Vong made her first vows last fall, and today Lynn will profess her final vows. It's a joyful day of celebration for all of us in the family of Dominic. And though the gospel is anticipating Jesus' death, I can imagine Lynn saying to herself, believe in God, believe also in me. When I try to imagine myself going to a country, negotiating flights and airports, and not knowing the language, I feel paralyzed by the very thought of it. These two young women, though, have courage and determination. They demonstrate the words of Jesus at the end of the gospel. The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these. What did these words mean for the Gospel of John, and what could they possibly mean for us today, or to Sister Lin Do? In a homily given by Pope Francis during his first year in office, he said this: "There are no difficulties, trials, or understandings to fear, provided we remain united to God as branches to the vine, provided we do not lose our friendship with Him, provided we make ever more room for Him in our lives. This is especially so whenever we feel poor, weak, and sinful, because God grants strength to our weakness, riches to our poverty, conversion and forgiveness to our sinfulness." That's one answer to the question. Another might be about the love that we have to give away. We always have more than when it is kept. Why? I believe it's because there is no scarcity when it comes to Jesus' love for us. On Sister Lean Doe's Profession Day, we can only say that we dwell in essential mystery. That is, the more we know, the more mysterious it is. Why? Because increased knowledge increases mystery. This form of knowledgeable not knowing allows us to acknowledge the transcendence of God as well as the human capacity to know the divine without truly comprehending it. So, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, may each of us who are Dominicans remember our own profession day. As we do, we are challenged to recall that over the years, whatever fears we have had lost some of their power as we have sought to live more closely with God, the more we acknowledge that we live in a relationship of trust.